for 15 summers.
Red Cloud repeated in the stillness of the Lakota Sioux Council Lodge.
Too long have we waited for the white man's word to grow good.
Better to wait for tainted meat to turn sweet as buffalo tongue, said Minikanju Chief Black Shield.
We have seen his every treaty used against us,
Red Cloud agreed sadly.
And those treaties he cannot use against us, he breaks.
Red Leaf spoke. First we watched the travelers who moved on west with the sun along the Great Medicine Road. Red Leaf was Oglala, of the same blood as Red Cloud. But our eyes watched the buffalo killers and the ground scratchers follow in the shadows of those who passed on. Those who hurried to the land of the Crow, so they might dig at the ground for the yellow rocks.
15 summers ago,
Red Cloud reminded,
we gathered at the soldiers' post, Laramie, with great hope that we would be left alone to hunt and live. The white talkers told us they wanted only a road for their wagons going toward the setting sun. We gave them their road.
The white man robbed us of everything else, Black Shield shouted. If he is not content to keep his promise, why should the Lakota?
That is for the Lakota to decide, Red Leaf replied. The Council of the Seven Bands must answer for themselves.
Some are old women, no better than toothless camp dogs, waiting to take what the white man hands them. They don't deserve to be called Lakota Sioux.
Curly, do you have counsel to give?
The chief of the Bad Faces inquired. In his 18th summer, the tall, sinewy warrior rose. I have, uncle, he said. With the elkhorn quirt hung at his wrist, Curly pointed south and said, we know the soldiers will march north. Last summer we fought Soldier Chief Connor and his army. He crept down on one small Arapaho village, destroying it, sending our cousins into the hills. Then he raised his dirt fort on the Powder River.
Curly is right, Black Shield interrupted.
Connor's word guaranteed the Lakota would keep all land between the white man's Black Hills and the Big Horns, Red Leaf added. Everything from the white man's medicine road at Laramie in the south up to the Yellowstone River in the north.
The white man spits out smooth promises just to make us give him this new road. No man in this lodge put his mark on that treaty, Curly roared.
Red Cloud motioned Curly to sit.
We know the loafers who camp near Laramie signed the treaty papers for the rest of the Lakota nations.
Spotted Tail! And the other old women like him!
Yes, Black Shield, Red Cloud responded.